Welcome to How to Be Irresistible to Men. I'm Amy Waterman. Today, I'm with Scott and Emily McKay, authors of Deserve What You Want, Online Dating Profile Rating, Dating Success for Single Parents, and a whole bunch more. They also host X and Y on the Fly, a free podcast you can get via iTunes, all about flirting, dating, when you know it's time to get married, and a whole lot more. Scott and Emily know this from experience. They met on Match.com. Was it 4 years ago?
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
No, wait. We didn't meet. I got on Match.com 4 years ago. We only met about a year and a half ago.
And now, of course, you guys are married. It's been a match made in heaven ever since.
That's the way we look
wonderful.
At it.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
So today, I'm going to be asking Emily and Scott their secrets to success and how they finally achieved happiness with a partner of their dreams. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Scott and Emily.
We're glad to be here.
Yeah, you're quite welcome, Amy. Anytime.
Now, I met you guys first, just to bring things back to the past, when I appeared in your podcast, X and Y on the Fly, to talk about femininity. And that podcast has just come out. It's episode 26?
Yeah, right? Great podcast. I mean, excellent interview. One of our best ever, Amy.
One thing I really liked when I was talking with you is learning more about your concept of understanding what it means to be a man and what it means to be a woman in terms of how it makes a relationship work. Could you share with our listeners a little bit about how each of you feel your masculine or your feminine energies interact in your relationship personally?
You want to start first or shall I?
Well, I don't think you should talk about how your masculine energies work.
I
think you should cover
not.
The feminine piece.
Well, I know Scott loves, the more feminine I am, the more he loves it.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I do the fingernails, the toenails, the laughter, the giggles, and the fun things.
And the Dooney and Burke purse with the hearts on it and the little colorful zipper thing you got going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that just enhances
the loves it.
Yeah. Female is a good thing if you're a guy.
And I love how he always compliments it and just truly appreciates it. He notices those things.
Oh, yeah. I egg it on. I want more of it in my life. No question.
So how about your masculine energy, Scott? How does that affect the relationship?
Well, you know, Emily is a beautiful woman. She's a feminine woman. She was very popular online. You were only online for like a month. I had to snag you up quick.
I know. It didn't take long.
So a woman who is as feminine as Emily is going to require masculinity from a man. And as far as my masculine energy, I think I wanted to be a man who represented himself as a man of high character, because I recognized immediately that women like Emily are few and far between, great and rare women of virtue who are also feminine and beautiful. This is the kind of woman every man dreams of. So if I'm going to be, as I talk about so profusely, being the kind of guy who deserves what he wants, I had to come with a very, very good, solid, masculine image, being a decision maker, knowing what he wants, having the experience of dating women enough and having options enough to know that when he finds a woman who fits the parameters of who he's looking for, to be able to make good decisions as far as, hey, I'm going to give this woman a great shot at being the one and only woman for the rest of my life. And I think Emily appreciated that very much.
Absolutely. I noticed that really quickly. And that's what I was looking for, too, because a lot of guys, you know, would write me or try to get my attention, and I wasn't interested because I didn't see those qualities in them of being virtuous and wholesome and kind and looking for a soulmate. I felt more like they were looking for other things, which is not what I had in common.
Yeah, the sex-focused guy versus the femininity-focused man.
Exactly. I wanted someone who could appreciate me for me. And what was interesting is you didn't just come right at me.
No.
You just was very laid back, very relaxed, and just asked, you know, hey, you know, I think we could get along. Let's be friends.
You know, you and I dispute this, but I don't think you wrote me till the second time I wrote you.
I wrote you right away.
I don't know. I think I wrote you a time before and you either missed it or whatever, or it wasn't interesting enough.
That
could
be possible because that's happened before. I had another guy who I went out with. He's like, I wrote you before and you turned me down. I don't remember. I had so many people write me.
But, you know, when a woman is getting so many responses online, you have to stand out. And what did I write you? I said, hey, you know, you might make a nice friend.
You said, for someone who looks like fun, you don't have much to say.
No, you didn't say anything on your profile.
I said just enough to pique your interest.
Yes, you did, which is a great, great lesson on how to write an online profile if you're a woman. Because guys, you know, we want to get to the point. We want to see what you're about. We know whether we like you or not based on your pictures and whether you seem nice or not. Enough to know, hey, we want to know more.
Right.
Some virtue there is a good thing too, right?
Right, exactly. So that was interesting. I wrote so little on there, but just enough to let you know a little bit of who I was. It's like a little snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to pique an interest at questions so that they can write me and ask me something.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. That's exactly what happened.
That was what I found fascinating is when they wrote me and said, oh, you're just gorgeous, you're wonderful, you're this, you're that. Or the interesting one was, you're my perfect match. How could you say I'm your perfect match when you don't know anything about me?
Especially with as little as you wrote. Yeah, one paragraph. That's a smacks of desperation.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
And you didn't even do that, so I thought that was wonderful.
What's beautiful, of course, is that this was the second time around to find love for both of you.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's wonderful, too.
Was it better dating the second time around? How was it different this time than when you first started dating back in the days?
Wow, what a great question.
That is a wonderful question. It is very different dating when you're older compared to when you're younger.
Yes.
I will say this. I enjoyed it a lot more now that I'm older than when I was younger.
I think I did too. Because having learned the life lessons I did between being a young guy, and I didn't get married for the first time until I was 28, and I'm 40 now, and I found myself divorced when I was 36. So the maturity that comes with saying to yourself, hey, you know what, I need to get this part of my life handled. I need to figure out how to be wildly successful with the opposite gender. And watching that kind of take fruition in life and getting the results you wanted out of it was immensely, immensely rewarding, at least from my perspective.
Well, from my perspective, I learned so much from my past of what I did not want to repeat in my future and what I was looking for in my next partner in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that was the biggest key in looking for my partner.
Yeah.
And I found the perfect partner.
She pinched my cheeks when she said that.
So, gravy. Emily, did you find it actually easier to meet more men the second time around?
It was always easy to begin with, but...
I married a nice woman who has lots of humility, guys, obviously.
No. It was just, you know, I'm small, petite, and I don't know.
Yeah, you're just cute.
I was a teenager. Yeah. Teenagers have no trouble finding dates.
Cute, pretty ones who are sweet and feminine don't.
And now that I was older...
And cute and petite and sweet and feminine. Yeah, right.
I just love to have fun. I think the biggest thing for women they need to remember is if you look like you're fun and having a great time, that your life is together and life is great, and you can see that life, that vivation in their face and their energy, men are just attracted to them no matter what they look like.
You know what it is? We love women who love men. There's so many women, for some strange, poisonous reason, have decided that all men are bad. All masculinity is bad. Men are all dogs. Great men have nothing to do with those women. And yet, just like great men are truly rare nowadays, which is tragic.
Yes.
Women who love men are a dying breed. And you're one of them. You love men. And I don't have a problem with that. I want to be the greatest man you, a woman who loves men, has ever met. And fulfill that for you.
But you know what's interesting about men being really rare? If you're a rare man who's great,
yeah,
the world is your oyster.
That's so true. Yeah, regardless of your height, whether you're looking good, whether you're making a lot of money, whatever car you drive, guys, man, put all that aside. And ladies, don't shout me down for telling the truth, because I know it's mostly you who are listening. But I never want to discount that there's some guys listening to the women's thing and some women listening to the guys' thing. I always kind of throw that in. But, you know, a guy who is masculine and confident, knows how to be a man, doesn't need any other accoutrements of that. He can just exist on manhood, and women will love him for it. That's the core right there, man.
I agree.
So how do you find these men like you, Scott? I know a lot of women go out there and they start dating and they think, oh gosh, where are all the quality guys? How does a woman meet a quality guy?
You know, I asked myself that same question. That's how I got online, as a matter of fact, because I was like, where do you find all these great guys? I know they're out there because my father is one of them. I've met a lot of my friends who are great men, so they're out there.
Yeah.
I just had to find them or find him. And so I said, okay. Then I decided to get creative, and that's what made me get online. And so I tried different avenues. And the more, all I have to say is you just got to keep trying to meet people, because the more people you meet, the better your chances are for meeting the right guy.
Hmm. Same goes for men.
Now, both of you, I assume, have children from your previous relationships?
We do, yes.
How did that affect your experiences when you again started to date after your divorce? How did it affect how potential romantic interests viewed you?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
At first I thought, you know, that would be a problem. And my biggest thing is keeping my sons separate from my dates until things got serious, and then I would introduce them, because I didn't want men coming in and out of his life. And so very few people have ever met my son. But, you know, none of them have ever viewed me in a bad way by having my son. If anything, it seemed to have helped the attraction they had for me.
Hmm.
Especially when they saw me interact with my son.
Yeah. I mean, I think guys in general think women who show strong motherhood qualities are just hot and feminine and sexy. At least the guys who are focused on women and femininity do. I think there's a lot of poisonous stuff out there saying, don't date single moms, this, that, and the other. Well, let me tell you something, Amy. I was a single dad. I had custody of my little girl. And I always found that women who were mothers already could relate to me and my situation a lot better than women who weren't. I dated my fair share of women who didn't have any children yet. But as far as blending a family someday, I always felt that was a natural thing to aspire to. Because I had a daughter. And, you know, in Emily's case, she had one son.
Yes.
And actually, Emily and David get along great.
Oh, they have a lot of fun. They're like siblings.
Yeah,
it's hilarious. People can't believe they're not siblings.
Isn't it fun? And it just that whole joy of life and adding more depth to your whole life and adding more joy to your soul, which is what I talk about all the time. It's not the shallow little Pyrrhic victories that matter in the dating world. It's the ultimate what is going to make you happy. And watching David and my little girl, Danielle, interact. And now we have another one on the way, maybe two.
Right.
Yeah, we got busy quickly, right? Yeah, we've been married since December and it's now April and we're already 2 months pregnant. This whole concept of children, I think it's a whole concept of here deserving what you want, as we talk about oftentimes around here. It's the mantra we always cling to. People who are single mothers may say, oh, no guy is ever going to want me. Well, a guy who doesn't want kids and who isn't interested in kids and who has a preconceived notion against single mothers, well, he may not. But a guy who's a single dad, a guy who's got children already, he may respect and enjoy a woman more because she's a single mother.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's interesting is, I had dated a guy who had no kids.
Right.
And he didn't know how to relate to my son, and that was a huge concern for me. And my son comes first. And so that just wasn't going to work.
Men are particularly, you know, this is some insight into how men operate for your ladies out there. Men become, they transform into being a better people in terms of how to relate to children once they've had one of their own. Most men who don't have children don't know how to treat small children. We don't, you know, we're kind of like, blah, 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 when we see small children.
It's like an alien.
How do I hold this kid? Do I just like kind of like grab it by both rib cages and say, okay, hold it out far away? You know, versus a guy who has been a father before, knows how to cradle a kid and give it some love. You know, it's cool to be a dad. And fatherhood is very sexy to women.
Oh, we love it. Yeah. I know I did. I found that so attractive.
And guys who have kids already can always relate well to other women. You know, other women who are mothers. We've just interviewed a couple we met. She's 32 years old and has four children, and she got divorced. We don't know why. We didn't care. But she was thinking to herself, oh gosh, what guy's going to want a woman who has four kids already? Well, she's getting married to this wonderful 30-year-old guy who's never had kids before.
Mm-hmm.
He adores her. She adores him.
Oh, they look like the perfect couple.
Oh yeah, they're terrific together. And he says, you know, I'm a sports coach, and I've already coached three of her daughters before. We all get along. I don't have to change any diapers. I get a family. I get to move right into life. I got to enjoy my 20s. And in this case, the father, I think, is pretty much absent from the picture, the biological father. So he gets to move into this life and move from being a single carefree guy in his 20s, he's just turned 30, to having a family. And a lot of times when we get into a situation where we feel sorry for ourselves, men, women, I don't care who we are, we start thinking, oh, The rest of the world feels the way I'm feeling sorry for myself about. And we forget to think, hey, maybe there's someone out there with a perspective I'm hoping for and dreaming of who will help me and complete me and make a perfect life with me.
Yes. You hit a very key point there is you have to believe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Confidence.
Now, Emily, you've got a course called Power Sessions for Women. And
I do.
In it, I love how you advertise the course. You teach women to realize unprecedented success with the opposite sex by transcending mere trickery and tactics in favor of becoming a woman of true beauty, grace, and class. I absolutely love that. I think it sounds fantastic. How do you empower women through your power sessions?
You know, I really love doing the power sessions because I see so many women out there who are not being treated the way they should. They're putting up with things they shouldn't put up with, not realizing that there's so much better out there. Mm. And I just can go up to them and just say, you know, if you just did this or that, your life would be so much better. Or some of them are depressed or sad because their man won't marry them and they can't figure out why. Mm. And I want to get the message out to them that it's just a matter of just changing a few things in your life to get the results that you want.
Right.
And so I love doing the power sessions because I teach the women what not to put up with. Because the men respect that.
Absolutely.
And I also teach them how to be feminine and how to be, because that's a very attractive quality. Men love that. Mm. And so the great men are drawn to that. I teach them how to avoid pitfalls and snares and how to define their goals of what they really want in a person. And that's, I know, I just want them to find, and I tell them this on my power sessions on each and every one, to find what you want, to reach and attain your goals and not be sidetracked. And to find the happiness, that happy, cute, wonderful couple that you wish you could be, is not an accident. It's actually by virtue of work that you accomplish that.
Yeah, guys want that too.
I can't say that we're lucky because you didn't. No, luck wasn't, luck has had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's perfect imperfection.
Now, I love your mantra is deserve what you want. And I think we've mentioned it before, but I don't think I ever asked you to explain it. Could you just explain a little bit about that, which is also a book, of course, you've got?
Sure. Why don't you talk about deserving what you want?
Well, deserve what you want is not just an expression, but for example, if you're a wonderful woman in every way possible, your personality, you try your best to look the best you could look, whatever there is to it, you just the best character. You can be. Character, honor, integrity, honesty, you name it. Then you only deserve someone of equal quality.
Not lesser.
Not lesser, for sure. And anyone who doesn't have any values aren't going to merit your attention.
That's right.
But if you, let's take from the other perspective, if you have no values, no dignity, no respect for yourself, you know, how can you expect a man who's of great value to value you and actually want you? He's going to look for a woman of equal value to himself.
You know, we got an interesting email. Actually, it was addressed to me, which I thought was funny. From a woman the other week, and the gist of her message was, hey, you know what, I look really good, and women, as far as women go, women wish they were like me because I look so good, but men, I can't find a good man out there. All men are dogs. They're just all about getting some, hitting it, and quitting it. All they want me for is sex, and I just think all men out there are dogs. You know, they don't respect women at all, and I just wish I could find a good man, but there aren't any men out there.
And the secret to what was really going on in her life was she would talk to men and scare the good ones off. As soon as she would speak, she just had such hatred for men that they didn't want to be around her. So the only thing that was left were the ones who had no other interest in her other than her body.
Sex. Yeah. See, the guys who really appreciate women aren't going to put up with a woman who says all men are bad. Because that's not the woman who's going to complete him. That's not the woman who's going to support him. That's not the woman who's going to affirm him. Only a woman who believes in the good of great men. And you know, there's good men and there's bad men. But a woman who wants to attract one of the good men out there needs to believe in masculinity. Yeah, she can be pretty. She can be feminine. But she's got to believe that there's a man out there who's good, and that's who she's going to attract. And, you know, I told this woman that. And I think it kind of floored her. Her quote to me was, "Wow, your comments have fallen on fertile ground." I thought that was a neat way for her to say it.
Mm-hmm.
All this time, she said, you know, men are just sex focused. They just want me for my body. They don't want anything else. But that's the woman. That's the woman who says, "I believe men are bad, yet I look good. And why are all these guys just focusing on the sex?" Well, it's because that's all she's offering them. A man who is a great man wants a woman who is going to complete him and offer greatness to him and acknowledge the fact that he's a great man. And in return, such great women get men who believe in femininity and believe in fostering greatness in the woman they're with.
That is fantastic, Scott. Thank you both so much for being on the show. Now, our listeners can get more information about Power Sessions for Women at triplerelationships.com/Power Sessions, all one word. And you'll see the link at the bottom of the page. Scott and Emily, again, thank you so much. We have learned fantastic things about how to attract better quality men and not to settle.
Well, we're glad we could help. We always love talking about it. You know, we're total geeks. We're talking about men and women getting the greatest relationships they possibly can. So it's been our pleasure.
Yeah, everyone should be as happy as we are. We do.
No doubt.
It just brings such joy to everybody's life.
Sure.
Everyone should, and everyone does deserve that happiness.
Absolutely.
Thanks again. I'm Amy Waterman. You've been listening to a How to Be Irresistible to Men exclusive, only found here on triplerelationships.com. Thanks for joining me. Until next time.